So let me just ask you, kind of off the subject, but kind of related. There are people who are active in creating awareness about this bioregion, this part of the world from Cape Mendocino, California, all the way up to Mount St. Elias, Alaska, and that goes inland to the Continental Divide, so it includes most of BC on this side of the mountains. I mean, this is the ancestral homeland of coastal Salish people and tribes that are either affiliated in terms of trading or in terms of raiding with the Haida and what have you. Can you talk to us a little bit about your understanding of Cascadia?
Well, we can only look at it in regards to, for ourselves, in regards to our intertribal relationships. At one time, we were limited before contact, where we had a lot of intertribal marriages with the tribes of Vancouver Island and British Columbia and down in South Puget Sound. So, like, my family were Duwamish, were Snoqualmie, were Tlalum, were Semiyama, were Lummi. My wife's family is... goes up into Canada, and we're also in Nanaimo over in Vancouver Island, you know, and the Sooks and the Saanich and the Cowichs is married heavily into the Lummis, and the Lummis married into them. And so we also had the, before contact, back about 1690, the Duwamish-Squamish Alliance was formed, you know, so created this alliance from the Duwamish North. You know, and, since contact, we've even have more intertribal relationships by marriage now. So, you know, I guess that's one of the benefits of the boarding school experience. Although it was, overall it was a negative experience, it did introduce a lot of the tribes more readily into our Salish by marriage. You know, so pretty soon the Plateau tribes were heavily more married with our people, yeah, as far as Northern California. We do have the affiliated tribes of Northwest Indians, and that's Washington, Oregon, Northern California, Idaho, Montana, and Southeast Alaska. And within that, of course, we have the Salish Sea and the tribes that are Salish, working with other communities trying to protect the Salish Sea. So all of the, all of us are also not just fishing people, canoe going people, but we harvested the cedar and the roots and the berries of the now what becomes the national forest and the state forest. You know, those were our gathering areas. And so, whether it's for hunting or harvesting roots or berries or medicines, these are all important areas for us. And we've witnessed the, you know, like the Nooksack River, it's almost has disappeared because due to logging, clear cutting, about 100,000 truckloads of silk would wash down every year for the last 100 years of logging, clear cutting. You know, so we see the destruction of the rivers, we've seen destruction of the national forest. That's why we went after Arlico Creek. It was a area that the Lummi Nation wanted to purchase and set aside as a bio reserve for future generations so that they could see what a old growth forest would once look like, because everything around it was clear cut. And so all of these ideas in regards to Cascadia and bioregions is something where we have to look at the overall whole health. You know, because everything's interrelated. You know, so you can't over harvest the herring thinking you're not going to have an impact up and down the West Coast, because herrings are a feedstock, right?
Right.
You know, so same thing with plankton in the oceans and everything. We just keep upsetting the balance, and there's going to be nothing left. That's why the late Billy Frank, when he'd go up and down the coast, telling tribes, look, you got to do something, you got to be aware. We got dead zones in the ocean, we got dead zones in inner Puget Sound. You know, we got to take action, we got to unite. You know, so, yeah, the... people that have been actively engaged in our regional questions for Native Americans as well as the environmental groups, we're all kind of going down the same road that we have to see the big picture. Start with the big picture. Quit making it just a little local issue. It's not a local issue. As a region, we are the same people. We have to live within this environment. And we have to come up with a better way of managing all parts of the resources.